joining us today, Representative Minnis and Bruce Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Karen Minnis, State Representative of House District 49. I want to thank you for hearing this bill this afternoon. This is a simple little bill that requests that the Economic and Community Development Department deliver a plan to the E-Board in April that focuses on expanding existing business in Oregon, attracting new businesses in Oregon, and with the emphasis on import and export goods and services. We are in an economic downturn. I felt it was important for them to come forward with a plan and report to the April E-Board. That way we know that they're on track and moving forward and they have a plan in place. Unfortunately, I've met with several business leaders across the state, and one of the main complaints has been that they don't feel there's any real direction currently coming from the department. So we felt like this bill would be a good bill to get them on track. We hope to work in tandem with them to see where we can complement their efforts from the legislative branch and move forward and help stimulate this economy in Oregon.
Thank you. Person, okay, thank you. Do we have any questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just curious, why the emphasis on import and export?
They feel, well, particularly on the exports, they feel like Oregon, with the exports in particular, derives a lot of income from that, and so they want to kind of have us track how much we're sending out in exports and see if we can raise those to a level that brings in more resources into Oregon.
Okay.
Other questions? Representative Bates.
This is more of a comment. This came from Representative Joanne Verger, and I have to agree with her completely on it. Her point was it was almost, and to use her phrase, I believe it was insulting that this organization has to have direction from the legislature at this late date, in the middle of a recession, to start putting together a plan to help Oregon out. That's really one of their, I would imagine, one of their actual major goals. And my question following up, there is a question here somewhere. Is this going to be an oversight committee or just the same group grinding out the same stuff and reporting back to us? Do you have any sense that there will be a legislative oversight to say, we really want something from you this time?
The E-Board will be their oversight. They need to come back in April, and I would imagine that in April they'll probably be asked to come back to the next E-Board just to kind of make sure they're on track and being proactive in addressing this problem in Oregon.
Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In reference to Representative Bates' comment, how much do we know how much of this mandate is within the mission statement of the OECDD, sans the international export, because they have a whole international division? But do we know how much of this is already within their mission statement? I'm springboarding off of Representative Verger and Representative Bates' comment. I am disappointed.
Well, with all due respect, Representative Butler, and if they were doing that, we wouldn't have the need for the bill, and that's the problem. The perception is they're not on track and they're not being proactive, and so that necessitates us bringing forth legislation to request that they do it.
Other questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you. Having spent quite a bit of time with OEDD during the regular session, including poring over their budget and reviewing the Secretary of State's audit, I think one of the things that might be particularly tricky is to get measurable outcomes defined in a way that we can actually see what Oregonians are getting for the money that's invested. The inability for the department to say we have spent X and delivered Y number of jobs just to me is inexplicable. I share Representative Verger and Representative Bates' frustration that we're telling the state's key economic development agency that they need to go forth and do economic development. I mean, that just takes my breath away that we have to do that. But it's the measurable outcomes piece that I think has been particularly tricky for them. And there are all sorts of different calculations about how you can do it, but agreeing up front to what will define success, I think, is incredibly important. And if there's any way to craft that measurable into the work, I think that would be terribly important.
I think having a clearly articulated plan up front that would set some expectations that the Legislative Assembly can have of them. They can come forward and say, this is our plan, and then come forward at the next D-Board after that and say, this is the process in the plan, this is where we are. I think will help us keep them accountable from the legislative branch and make sure that they're tracking with our economic needs in Oregon.
Thank you.
Representative Cruz.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Minnis, one of the things that has hurt especially Oregon agriculture has been the trade practices of some of our neighboring countries. If you consider China to be a neighbor, and I suppose you can, we're separated by a little bit of water. But I guess, and clearly we're getting into some NAFTA GATT sort of stuff here to a degree. But I guess I'm wondering if recommendations from the state, I mean, if we're talking about long-term economic well-being, especially for timber and agriculture, those are issues that have to be considered as how we develop some fair trade practices with Canada and Mexico and some of our other neighbors, and what sort of recommendations we could take to the federal government for modification. And I happen to know in a conversation with Senator Smith that this is the sort of information President Bush would like to have. So I'm just wondering if somehow this could be part of the message to the agency that this is something that should be considered when they're doing the development.
I think that would certainly be appropriate to have within the purview of this bill, one of the pieces of that.
Further questions?
Mr. Chair. Bruce Anderson with the House Majority Office. Just to add a couple of things to what Representative Minnis has pointed out, two points that I thought would be helpful bringing up, and that was, number one, this OECDD and where they're going in life, if you will, right now, I guess, is something that was raised several times during hearings that had taken place previously for the House Jobs and Economy Task Force, as well as the Senate Economic Stimulus Committee. There have been several groups out there that have pointed out the need for that, for them to be moving forward, and I think this attempts to do that in some little way. And then secondly, I think it's noteworthy in terms of the export-import issue. I know the residents of Representative Minnis' own district have been especially hard hit in the recession with the closure of the Fujitsu plant, with layoffs at Boeing, LSI Logic, and so forth. And so focusing on businesses and what our main economic development department is doing insofar as that is concerned will be very helpful to those folks as well.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate your testimony. Thank you. I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 4026. Committee, if we could just stand down here for a few moments. Representative March, if you would.